Living a life under the weather is far from desirable. Allergies can be pesky and a nuisance. Their symptoms take tolls on an individual's quality of living. Because climate change influences our changing weather, it is possibly worsening how people experience their allergies. 18-year-old Catherine Haney remembers struggling with allergies since she was young. As a child, Catherine experienced severe allergic reactions.
When I was younger, I could never play outdoor soccer in the spring because had I had played soccer with my friends on the team, I would, you know, probably be crying midway through because my eyes would be so puffy.
Catherine says she experienced her first allergy testing around 6 years old. Her diagnosis is an allergy to pollen, dust, and other environmental irritants.
To be 6 years old and experience just like, I mean, they're fairly like painful pricks just up and down your back, you know, a couple hundred times was definitely a painful experience and borderline traumatic. Having severe symptoms of seasonal allergies is something that dictates your choices because the symptoms are so severe. In order to avoid those symptoms, you have to make choices that potentially put you at a disadvantage, you know, physically or socially or emotionally.
Pediatric allergist and immunologist Dr. David Peden says weather patterns and our changing climate affect allergies like Catherine's.
All of these basically are impacted by climate, you know, by weather and you know, patterns of weather, which we would call climate. So the warmer the weather is, and in areas where climate change results in more airborne water versus less, and that's going to vary depend on your region. I think climate change is important because it causes both droughts and floods, as it were. So it depends on where you are. Weather and atmospheric conditions and pollution results in, the pollution itself modifies a person's response to what you're allergic to.
Climate change impacts our weather by inducing higher temperatures, increased precipitation, and poor air quality. These effects from climate change may increase the exposure to environmental allergens. Peden uses pollen as an example of the weather's impact.
I think the warmer the earth is and the longer the pollination seasons are. And so if you look at this from the perspective of what environmental conditions promote tree pollination, warm, wet weather in a very general sense is probably beneficial to them with regards to inducing pollination. When you look at tree pollination season, the longer the pollen season is and the warmer it is and the wetter the winter is before then, the bigger the bloom of the burst of pollen is that there's going to be.
Peden says there is a caveat to the increased precipitation when it comes to rain.
Episodic rainstorms can actually be helpful, you know, for a person who's got a significant outdoor allergy.
The rain washes away the yellow and green pollen that you see on cars and sidewalks. Catherine says she feels a sense of relief after a rainstorm in the peak pollen season.
But my allergies are significantly better after it rains. I think that's largely in part just because literally it washes away allergens in the air. And I guess that being said, if it hasn't rained in a while and there's kind of like a buildup of particulate matter, that definitely is going to increase my symptoms of allergies just because just there's more that has accumulated.
Taking allergy medication like Claritin or other antihistamines help to reduce allergy symptoms. Peden says some people may resort to allergy shots to alleviate symptoms in the long term. For people like Catherine, there's more to the weather than what meets the eye.
That subsequently affects you socially because if you're not as interested in playing outside with your friends when you're younger or being active when you're older and with outdoor sports and things like that, that definitely affected my quality of life just due to the choices that I made to avoid having a flare-up in my symptoms.
That goes to say climate change may be impacting our weather and us more than we realize. I'm Meg Hardesty in Chapel Hill.